What was the most difficult part of this project for you?
Honestly, one of the really difficult parts is that, you know, you just mentioned the long time periods. And what also changed during all the papers that I read is the way people looked at species or the way people discovered species. And many names of specific species, like Juglans maturica, once they were described as 10 different species, because scientists went to Eastern Asia and they collected leaves and nuts and they came back. And then another scientist that did not even know maybe the one that collected all the different species or the different herbarium leaves did look at them and somehow looked on the differences between the leaves and stuff. And then they said, this is a species, this is a species, and this is a species, without ever even knowing how this whole tree would look like, because they themselves were never in Eastern Asia looking on the species. So many of the names we use today, like Juglans majorica, the Manchurian walnut, they are actually being described by people that somehow never have seen these species. And this is something really interesting in botany, because maybe today all these 10 species that once were described for the area of China are one species or two. And factually, we don't know. I still don't know today. And I found some trees that look like the description of Juglans cataiensis, which is the kind of Chinese butternut, but possibly still is part of the other species, Juglans majorica. So it's really complicated through this process of people describing species, and everyone that on his time looked on the species had a different approach by looking on the habitus, by looking on the nut morphology, by looking on DNA sequences like today. This kind of approach of how people looked on the species, how people thought about what is a species, was really interesting. And also it was quite hard for me to figure out what species are actually planted, because this is something which still is developing, the kind of knowledge about what is a species or what is the species that are planted here.
Have you been inspired particularly by a specific researcher in this area, or kind of have you forged your own path on how you wanted to build a project like this?
I wasn't really kind of inspired in that way. What I was is just fascinated by the topic. And I mean, when I started the whole thing, I didn't know if it's going to be a book. I just started my research and I got into it and I wanted to understand. And this was my main drive into the topic. And starting by this, I got more and more into the topic, and I really figured out there is a gap in literature, in because I couldn't actually go on without, you know, going back to the very scientific papers that already somehow told me that if I have to go that deep into the scientific work, this means there is a gap on books that everyone can read because of he's just or she's just interested in it. I think that's the main reason why I started with this, just the interest which got bigger and bigger whilst working on the topic.
You sound a lot like me in the fact that you're very curious. So what next? It sounds like you've really taken the time to connect these interdisciplinary puzzle pieces. What are your next projects? What do you want to do with this knowledge?
I mean, there is diverse projects, and somehow what really is interesting for me is that these kind of projects also always open doors and connections to people that have somehow similar interests, or always open doors to people that ask questions that then follow me again and make me wonder about things. And also there is some upcoming projects like a kind of school in the region which is interested in the culinary history of Central Europe, and they now decided to do a course about the different walnut species and how they could be cultivated and so on, and I'll be part of this. These kind of projects come up by this kind of interest. And if what really was interesting for me was that, you know, going deeper and deeper into this field, I always somehow automatically had the chance to connect with people that gave new inputs or were interested in similar things and or somehow had their own projects which I could help and contribute to.
I think the culinary class of these walnuts, I think it's just so great to bring this nut culture to not only to the forefront, but to show how it's applicable and important to a modern society. One of the things we struggle with here, especially within our organization, are recruiting younger members or younger researchers. And I think for people like us who have innate curiosity, it's easy to make the connections between why it's important to understand this nut culture and how it's applicable to today. Your work is a very strong voice in why this is important and how you can be interested in this topic and not specifically cultivate these nuts. Do you happen to have any nut trees? Are you growing any?
Not really. I mean, by the interest of working on this book, I did this huge collection of different species and so on. And of course, I wanted to know how they graminate or how they develop. And I planted a lot of them but it was more my personal interest. And of course, I will also plant them out as soon as they are big enough. But yeah, honestly, I do not have the space to have my own orchard or anything. Somehow here in Switzerland, it's not something very common, the mm-hmm. nut orchards. I mean, what is very common is that there is like one old walnut tree close to every farmer's house, like outside in the country. But that's somehow the only kind of tradition there is. And mm-hmm. there is not many orchards. But this is a topic which is actually getting more and more important in Central Europe also, because the climate is changing and getting better and better to cultivate walnut species. And I mean, today, most of the walnuts that we buy in the markets are coming from California or from southern France. Mm-hmm. And somehow people now starting to think maybe it could be something that they could, you know, or farmers are thinking of. This could be something they could cultivate themselves because, I mean, somehow it would work, but no one thought of it. And I think we are really in a transition time at the moment in this topic. And this is something which is happening at the moment, that these kind of walnut orchards, mainly on the Persian walnut, on the English walnut, but also on other species, will develop and getting more and more interesting also in Central Europe.
Do you know if there's any kind of discussion from the country's government or the EU on helping to further develop these plans for planting? Is there a movement to plant more of these nuts? Has it reached kind of the agricultural government stage yet, or is it still kind of in development?
Mainly it's in development, but mm-hmm. As far as I know, there is some plans of kind of specific orchards that the farmers get more money if they plant these kind of orchards. They're supplemented by money in this way for specific cultures, but this is not something which is only for walnuts, but it's also for any kind of other crops that are at the moment thought to be positive or agriculture. But what I can really see is, I mean, the walnut really does not have a big tradition in this kind of huge cultivation. It's more these kind of single trees that I've been speaking about in the whole German area. So the whole area which German is kind of the main language, which also is for a big part of Switzerland, is true. In this region, there's kind of no real tradition of this cultivation. And in many areas, also in Germany, it starts in these years. I really think this is coming up at the moment, and it's something which really, really starts also in Austria. I really see it that newspapers are interested, and also I know about farmers that really have a great success, and they have no possibility because they have far not enough nuts they produce for what is actually what they could sell at the moment. It is a topic that really gets more and more important.
So it sounds like there is a need or a call for some of these subsidies for these specialty tree crops. You had mentioned that you had been to some new plantings or seen kind of the development of some new hybrids that folks plan on planting in Central Europe?
Yes, yes. I've been to some of the orchards, and of course, I've also been speaking to the farmers that are starting to be specialized in this topic. And I've actually also I'm also working as a nature filmer actually for Swiss TV, and therefore they had like a special event this last year about kind of biodiversity and development of agriculture in this biodiversity sense. I did a film there for these kind of walnut orchards that are also kind of positive in an ecological way. It also was quite a big success, and people were really interested in the topic. And yeah, I think this is something really coming up. And I mean, I've been to quite some people that are starting with this, but I mean, it's kind of pioneers. It's not that a lot of farmers already started with it.
It seems to be a common thread to whoever I talk to, any person who's interested in nuts, that they're pioneers. I always find it fascinating that it's difficult to be a pioneer in nut cultivation because you have to wait at least 10 years to see your interest start to pay off. I think it takes a lot of hope and optimism to be a pioneer in this field. Did you ever think you would be an expert in walnuts?
Yeah, never actually.
No,
I mean, I'm also not really an expert on nut cultivation, right? Because I do know a lot just because of reading books and traveling to all the places where walnuts are cultivated, but not because I cultivate myself. So, and this is also something which maybe for people that are very interested in cultivation is missing in my book. I'm not writing about cultivation. I, of course, a bit, because just like going a bit into the topic, but there is already quite some books that are really deep in this topic, and already some books that really do name all the cultivars and what they need and how you best plant them and so on. This kind of field is already, I'd say, somehow filled up with literature, you know, so there is no gap anymore that I could have been writing new things in my book. So that's why I also kind of for my own interest, but I didn't write about it a lot.
Well, it makes sense that you're not going too deep into cultivation because you kind of wrote the prequel to that. You were looking pre-cultivation, which I think is just as important to understand the future. Have you had a chance to visit any orchards in the United States or North America region?
Not yet. My research really was about Central Europe, but I mean, I couldn't really say a reason just because I'm living here and I started right here. But I mean, this can change, and I'd be really interested in looking on these orchards and also on the native species there, because I mean, I've seen all these species planted, but I've never seen them in nature, and this would be extremely interesting for me. And I mean, as soon as it's possible, I'll do a travel for all the different species.
Unfortunately, we do not have our annual conference this year due to COVID, but we would be delighted to have you at our conference next year. And I think you would just absolutely love being in this area and seeing the saturation of all of these species that you talk about. Because for me, the walnut is such a staple of the environment. Or it's such a, how do I put this? It's such a common tree. I mean, you can't walk down the street and not see one. I really, really hope that this episode inspires someone out there to look at a very similar historical record of their favorite species for North American nut culture. I hope to see more research like this develop. So thank you for being curious and starting such an interesting research project.
Yeah, thank you for having me here and letting me talk about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I love listening to people talk about what they're passionate about, so I can do that every day, all day. Thank you.